Welcome to Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show. Anything and everything you need to know when it comes to your real estate needs right here in the state of Arizona.
Welcome, Arizona, to this episode of Valley of the Sun Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Jason Bates, the lender who lives in and is a part of your community. If you would like to reach out to the show, I would love to hear from you. You can do so by visiting my website at www.valleyofthesunrealestateshow.com. And from there, you can connect with me on any social media, email me, and even call me directly. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, please write a review as it is one of the ways that I use to improve the show. I am super excited to have a very special guest on today's show, Jason Hartman. Jason has been involved with real estate in one capacity or another since the early 80s. He's joined the ranks of the top 1% of realtors in the country and has won numerous awards. He is the owner of a California real estate brokerage firm in Irvine, California, and in addition to managing his real estate brokerage, he speaks around the world about various real estate topics. Jason also has a series of podcasts, including Creating Wealth, Real Estate Investing, Young Wealth, Speaking of Wealth, Jet Setter, and American Monetary Association, just to name a few. Jason has also written several books titled Become the Brand of Choice, Make Your Name a Powerful Brand, and Earn Millions. You can find out more about Jason and reach out to him by visiting his website at www.jasonhartman.com. And with that introduction, it is my great pleasure to have Jason Hartman on the show. How are you doing, Jason? And did I miss anything?
Oh yeah, that wasn't exactly right, but it never is, you know.
That's how
these bios they get passed around the internet, and I don't know where did that come from?
Oh goodness!
but it's you know, as they say, Jason, it's close enough for government work, right?
All right, awesome.
I'm super excited to be here, and I just hope we don't get your listeners mixed up because we're both Jason. It's like they got Jason squared today.
Two I know, Jasons. Right? Well, my
Although
name is with
you
a Y.
Spell it with a Y, That's pretty rare.
Yeah, my parents were hippies.
Yeah, Jason, and I'm missing a Y. So you got an extra letter.
Yeah,
lucky
I do.
Guy. Yeah.
So, hey, Jason, thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to speak to my listeners, and I really do appreciate that. I've listened to your podcast. You've got great information on your podcast, so I'm really honored to have you here today.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. You know, I absolutely love income property. I think it's the most historically proven asset class in the entire world. Really nothing else even comes close. And my mission in life is really to save people from the vast Wall Street conspiracy.
Right.
And help them take control of their financial future through real estate investing. I mean, it really is awesome. And it's funny that we're talking because I literally just moved from Phoenix. I lived there for 4 years, and I just moved back to the Socialist Republic of California. I now live in La Jolla, California, San Diego area. And I just recently moved back. So the only thing I don't miss is summer. Otherwise, I love Phoenix. It's an awesome place.
Yeah, I know. The weather there in Southern California is fantastic. And you got there before I-10 crashed, right?
Yeah,
I don't know if you've seen it on the news, but. Well, I want to dive right into this. And, you know, I talk to potential buyers every day, and I always hear different excuses as to why they shouldn't be purchasing a home or why they shouldn't look at purchasing a home. I think some people look at buying a home as a liability rather than an asset. So I want to get your thoughts on, is now a good time to purchase a home?
Well, that is a great question. So I kind of have to make the distinction because of the language that you're using.
Okay.
Is it a good time to purchase a home? So I do think that a home that one lives in is a liability. However, we got to live somewhere, right? So, you know, the only question after that is to optimize that cost and make it work for us as efficiently and productively as possible. But, you know, by and large, when you live in a house, it's a liability. It is an expense. And so, you know, we just got to make good, prudent decisions. We do need a place to live, obviously. My world is all about income property investing. And most of the properties our clients buy are single-family detached homes. That's really our bread and butter. Of course, we help people purchase apartments, and, you know, we've done larger deals for sure. But the good old single family home, I tell you, that is just so proven. It's so simple. It's so accessible.
Right.
And it's great for people. When we look at, is it a good time to purchase? Of course, that's a loaded question, Jason,
yes,
because
it
depends where. It depends what price segment. So it's not only about the geographical location, but it's the price segment. You know, for example, in the Valley in Phoenix, you have high-end homes, you have middle homes, you have low-end homes, and those all act differently at different times in the market.
Right.
And maybe one thing I can share with your listeners to empower them to make their own decision and help them answer that question for themselves throughout their lifetime is that there are three basic types of markets. There is a linear market, a hybrid market, and a cyclical market. Okay. Now, virtually the whole state of California, South Florida, the Northeast, and even the Pacific Northwest, those markets are pretty much cyclical markets. They have big ups and big highs, and everybody cheers when that happens, and they talk at cocktail parties about how they're making so much money in real estate, and they all, Jason, make the mistake of thinking they are actually real estate investors when they're really not. They're just lucky speculators, okay? They're gamblers. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
They have terrible lows where everybody just gets slaughtered and there's blood in the streets, okay, in cyclical markets.
Right.
A linear market would be any of the markets that we work in mostly, like Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, which now is actually kind of a hybrid market, Indiana or Indianapolis, Indiana, and many other places like that. Many of the markets in Texas are linear markets. They just sort of chug along and do their thing. Nothing too exciting. They don't have big highs. They don't have really ugly lows.
Yeah, steady eddies.
Yeah, steady eddy markets. And then the in-between those two, as the name would imply, are the hybrid markets. And Phoenix, in the last boom that really started in about 2003 and ended in about 2006,
yep.
I mean, the whole nation was looking at Phoenix. The Valley of the Sun was the most amazing story, probably the highest appreciating market in the 2004-2005 era of any market in history anywhere.
Right.
Depending on what period you looked, if you looked at the calendar year or a trailing 12 months at in any given quarter, that market went up anywhere between 49 and 55%. It was
crazy.
Literally insane.
Yeah.
You remember it. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think?
It was crazy. I mean, and we all knew that it was going to correct. We told everybody here, said, hey, it's going to correct. This can't continue.
Not everybody.
Well, yeah, not everybody.
Because someone was left standing when the music stopped.
Yeah, this is true. But it was crazy. It was insanity. I mean, people putting offers, multiple offers, outbidding themselves. It was just...
It's just nuts.
Yeah, the barbecues out in front of homes and taking the highest bidder. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, it really was. It was crazy. So Phoenix, before that last boom... really, now it's gone through two boom cycles because the past few years, of course, it had a pretty big upsurge again.
Yep.
And Phoenix is really a hybrid market because it does have times where it acts in more of a linear fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get frothy. It's only happened really twice now and to a much lesser degree the last few years where it becomes a little bit cyclical. And this last time around, a lot of that could be attributed to the private equity groups and the hedge funds and that kind of money moving in there. And a lot of that has dried up now, as we know. So it's interesting. You know, just think of a hybrid, linear, and cyclical when you're thinking of different real estate markets around the world. It happens all around the world.
Yep.
You know, the northeastern areas, those are definitely cyclical. You know, Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., These are dangerous markets in
yes.
which to invest. You know, they're very risky.
Yes, I would agree with that one.
And the cash flow never works. Even if you got lucky and you went in the right direction price-wise, the cash flow stinks in those markets. In Phoenix, you can do pretty well. You know, you can get good, solid, reasonable cash flow, mm-hmm. and hopefully you engage in a little bit of market timing, although nobody can really time markets, that at least nobody I know. And you can do really well. I mean, Phoenix is a great place to invest. I've owned a lot of units in Phoenix over the years.
And well, in Phoenix with our low tax.